The Portland-based Biodiversity Research Institute is reporting a development that could have broad implications for efforts to protect loons. A loon chick that was relocated from Maine to a lake in Massachusetts last summer has returned to its second home, not the lake where it was born. And as Susan Sharon reports, that is raising hopes that loons could be restored to their former breeding range.
For the past 3 years, biologists from BRI have taken 17 loons from healthy loon populations in northern New York State and Maine and transported them to southeastern Massachusetts, where loons vanished more than a century ago. It's part of an experiment approved by the state and federal government to try to restore loons to places that they once lived. Once relocated, the loon chicks are raised in a submerged pen on the new lake for several weeks. This was a chick from Maine known as Number 6, being evaluated, weighed, measured, and banded by biologist Alex Dalton and a volunteer before his release to his new home last summer.
You see how I'm holding him? I've got his head tucked under my arm here.
I do, yeah.
And so I'm going to plop him in your lap.
Yep.
And if you just hold on kind of like this, that gives you control over the wings and the legs.
Okay.
The goal is to get the loon chicks to imprint on the lake before they take their first flight during fall migration. Typically, young loons will spend several years in the ocean before returning home. But this year, something unexpected happened. A young loon from Maine came back a year early, and it returned to the lake in Massachusetts. BRI's executive director, Dave Evers, says it was spotted earlier this week.
So we are pretty excited to see that this is working. We're raising loon chicks in a certain area, release them to the wild, and a year later, here they come back to the lake.
Evers says restoring bird species in this manner is considered an accepted conservation practice. It's previously been done with peregrine falcons, trumpeter swans, and whooping cranes. But this is the first time translocation has been done successfully with a common loon. And Evers says it marks a big moment for loon conservation, since loons are faithful in returning to lakes where they were hatched, even though there could be quality habitat for them 30 or 40 miles away.
We're jump-starting the population in Massachusetts, where right now the breeding population is about 44 pairs. We're hoping that loons return, and now we do know they return. And then the next step is waiting for those returning loons to set up shop and start breeding and establish a population in that area.
The experiment is part of a broader project called Restore the Call that is also underway in several western states and Minnesota. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.